Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Korzenowski in for Chad Hartman. This is my third fill-in for Chad Hartman. I'm starting to feel a little more comfortable.
Welcome back. Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
It's always good to be back. I'm sorry to hear, as a fellow golfer, that Chad was taken off today because he was supposed to play golf.
Yeah.
I mean, because it was, like you said, I said, you know, when I'm playing golf, I kind of look ahead in the weather forecast. But, like, I played in a tournament a couple of weeks, a long tournament with a lot of my friends that I played in for a long time. And it was a day like today, and we all showed up. Right, and we eventually got it in.
Sure,
but the rule when you're playing golf, even if it's raining, you show up, and if it doesn't work, you have a couple cocktails and you go home. But if it does, you do. So, but I feel bad for Chad on that front there, with the golf. But Korzenowski, I'm normally on Sundays, 10 to noon. So listening in there, and I think I'm going to fill in next week for Jordana on Thursday. I guess all you guys will have that day off Thursday, July 3rd. Is that like a day off around here?
I don't think it is. I think I'm working.
All right. You're working.
Yeah. Well, why is everyone else taking the day off? Let's go.
Yeah, they are. They're taking the day off. So anyway, in here. By the way, there'll be a lot of politics today, but we're talking to John Krasinski at 12:30 about the Timberwolves, Audra Martin at around 1:30, 1:35, 1:40 in that range about the miserable twins. Miserable twins. We'll talk to her. And then I've got a tree expert coming on who's one of my good friends from college. Tom Prosser, we'll talk to him. Tom Prosser got started in the tree business when we were at the University of Minnesota. Remember Dutch elm disease? You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
He had like kits, and he went around and sold these kits or went out and injected trees for people while he was in college. He started his own business.
Really?
That turned into Rainbow Tree Service, which we've all heard of. Rainbow Tree Service has been around forever. I think he probably sold it, but if you have tree issues, he's the guy to go to. He loves trees, and he's an interesting guy. Even when he's not working. But the last 2 days, the Star Tribune has published a number of polls. And if you're a Democrat, you should be worried, very worried. It seems when you look at these polls, like walls and are slipping and Trump and his minions are going the other way. A couple of numbers. Minnesotans are not all that happy with Tim Walz. His approval rating has dropped to 49%. I think that's the lowest it's been. And only about 45% think he should run for a third term. I think one of the biggest reasons for that is his disastrous stint as I accidentally wrote down stink, but it was stink. It was his disastrous stint as the vice presidential candidate. I mean, I've been a Tim Walz supporter forever. I like Tim Walz. I think he's an empathetic guy. He cares about education. He cares about, I mean, he strikes me as the consummate Minnesotan. But when he went on the national stage and told all those little white lies that he told, I think, you know, I lost a lot of respect for Tim Walz. Look, I'll still vote for him. I'm a Democrat. But I'm sitting there thinking that this could be a situation similar to Joe Biden, where Joe Biden shouldn't have run because he was, you know, mentally not quite there. His age had obviously taken a major impact on him. And maybe because Tim Walz went out on the national stage and didn't equate himself very well, he didn't have a very positive result, maybe he needs to think about stepping down and find the Democrats getting another candidate. So we'll see. I don't know what he will be. But in that same poll, On top of that, a majority of Minnesotans say they disapprove of President Donald Trump's first months in office. Yet, all the headlines on the New York Times, the headlines on the local paper, were Trump has 45% approval rating. Maybe that's what they usually do. Maybe they always talk about the approval rating versus the disapproval rating, but it almost made it sound like that was way up. It is at least holding firm. If you look at Donald Trump, back when he ran for office, he won at like 46. I think he was 46% the first year when he was elected the first time.
2016.
Yep. And then in 2020, it went down to like 44%. And then in 2024, it went up again to about 45%. You know, and he got like 46%. So he certainly is not losing ground, and Tim Walz is. And then if you look at, in the poll, what everybody thinks about Congress, and you would think that maybe this would come through. The Democrats hate the Republicans, and the Republicans hate the Democrats. But when you put them all together, and you look at Congress, this is, do you approve or disapprove of how Democrats are handling their job? Approve, 33%. Disapprove, 62%.
Ooh.
Okay. But then you look at do you approve or disapprove of how Republicans in Congress are doing? Almost as bad.
Yes.
39%, 56%. So they're both sitting there. They're both this whole identity politics that they've invented in Congress, really. I mean, it's some of it has come down to Minnesota. We know that. You know, with the shootings and all, with the things we've seen in Minnesota, it's there. But it's not working for anybody. I mean, these are the lowest ratings I can remember seeing. Usually you might see one party. But again, even there, the Republicans aren't as bad. You know, the perception of the Republicans is better than the Democrats. So if you look at this, Trump holding ground, Walz losing ground, the Democrats even less popular than the Republicans. I mean, the Democrats got to figure this out. And again, I'm not going to harp too much on this today. But AOC, you know, was trying to impeach Trump for what, sending in the troops? Is that the reason she was trying to do it?
Yeah.
And 128 Democrats, thankfully, said no.
Yes.
I mean, it's just.
That's a big number of Democrats.
Yes. It's because it's the one, it's not going to work. And two, you know, the Democrats have got to take account. You lost. Okay. And you lost pretty big. And the country, look, I think our country's crazy in a lot of things. I would never vote for Trump. I've said that over and over and over. But that's who's president now. And to sit there and do the same old playbook, you know, the same playbook that the Republicans were doing, where they're trying to impeach everybody. Impeachment isn't some sort of a party trick. Okay?
It is now.
It is now.
It's been used as a weapon for what? I don't know, the last 10 yep. years, 15 years,
and
20
doesn't,
years?
And it doesn't work.
No.
It doesn't work.
No, because impeachment, actually getting a president out of office, is a huge deal.
It is.
It's a serious deal, and we just, you know, throw, all right, how soon's the impeachment coming after the inauguration?
Now, I'll say I think when Trump was on with Ukraine and was withholding funding that had been approved by Congress so he could get some personal favor from Ukraine,
mm-hmm.
I felt that was technically, I believe, an impeachable offense. And they went for it on that, but because, you know, unlike back in 1972 when Nixon was here, you know, the Republicans were the ones that said, you got to step down.
Yeah.
We're not going to stand for it. But those days are long gone.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll say this. It's long gone on both parties. I mean, look, the Democrats are going to stick up for their own, and the Republicans are going to stick up for their own. And they are. Now, I think the Republicans do a lot worse stuff, or at least I think Trump did. But the Democrats aren't exactly being middle of the road either when it comes to that stuff. So when you look at the polls and you look at where we are from a political standpoint, I don't really think we're going to have any real cooperation anytime soon. I just don't see anything out there.
No, we are cooperating. Everyone hates Congress. That's pretty good. I think, that's been the case for the last probably 10, 15, 20 years, too. Their numbers have just gone down.
Yes.
And down and down. And then, as you said, it's partisan fighting. It's not, quote, getting stuff done, because it's, you know, one side against the other side, and nobody is willing to reach across the aisle on any major divisive issue, because we know what happens. Your party says, wait, you did what? You're gone.
Yep. One other thing here. The poll of 800 registered voters conducted before Trump launched attacks on Iran found that 45% of Minnesotans approve of the work he's done during his second term. We talked about that. That equals the highest approval rating he's achieved in Minnesota poll during his first term. The poll also found Trump had the strongest support among men, white Minnesotans, people 50 and older. Yeah, that's nothing new there. Hennepin and Ramsey. Trump's strongest support came from Minnesota suburbs outside Hennepin and Ramsey counties and from greater Minnesota. So those were the polls. Bad news for the Democrats. Not great news necessarily for the Republicans, but certainly better news for them than it was for the Democrats. Coming up, a new poll finds that less than half of U.S. parents feel comfortable leaving their teenagers alone in a hotel room, or even for a short time. And a public health expert says that is unhealthy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, Mr. Harrigan. You have 2 children, 8 and 5.
Correct.
Right? What age would you feel comfortable leaving them in a hotel room where maybe you and your bride go and have dinner, or you go and have breakfast, or you go get coffee? And how long and how old would they need to be for you to leave them alone in the room? And two, how old would they have to be before you would let them go, like, free, for example, like at an amusement park? Like, maybe you're at the amusement park with them, and then they say they're and their buddies want to go and walk somewhere else. What age do you think you would feel comfortable letting them do that?
Hotel room? I would think they're pretty close to that. If we're just, you know, especially if we're staying in the hotel, if we're going down to the lobby or something like that, one of us can leave our phone in the room. They can call us on the other phone. I think I'd be just about ready for that now.
At 8 and 5.
Yeah. I think if
not,
you know,
5 and 5, but no. 8 and 5, because the eight-year-old.
Yeah. I mean, and they're mature for an 8-year-old, you know, but you know, they would know how to get a hold of us, and obviously, you know, lock the door, have some food. Here's
don't
a
let
movie
anybody
or whatever.
In. If somebody
yeah,
knocks on the door.
Yeah, no big deal. I think we're just about there. Amusement park. Obviously, you got to wait a little bit longer.
Yep.
I think once you're getting into high school age, you know, maybe even before. You know, well, I think of like when I was in middle school, so 6th, 7th, 8th grade. The last year of school was Valley Fair Day. The whole school went to Valley Fair. You hopped on a bus, and it was, you know, they would tell you, okay, there's always going to be a teacher posted here, you know, right inside the entrance at whatever it was. So if there's a problem, come here. You'll find a teacher from the school as they rotate and take shifts. But until then, meet back at the bus by 3 o'clock.
So like sixth grade, you'd be 12.
Yeah.
Exactly, yes. The youngest. Yeah. I remember what used to happen with us is we'd get dropped off at the state fair when I was probably 13, 14, 15. Because obviously I couldn't drive. Once you're 16, you ain't getting dropped off at the state fair. You're going to drive there.
That's right.
Someone's going to have a car and get you there. But so it'd be some between like 12 and 16. I remember this is, I would have a $20 bill. $20 bill. And, you know, that was a lot of money back in, you know, in 1973.
Is that even going to get you into the fair right now? I think it's close.
I think you had money to get in, and then I had a $20 bill. Like, I think I'd go in with the parents a lot of times. Yeah. Maybe when I was, they would go in the fair, but they'd let me and my friends, you know, go around wherever we wanted to go.
Sure.
And the $20 bill, though, you know, it was, we were really judicious in how we spent it, you know. Mm-hmm. So even then, $20 wasn't a heck of a lot. But it was, you know, it was probably be like, I bet it'd be like $80 today, maybe, something like that. Like, I mean, I used to go into the state fair now, and I'd say after an hour, I said, well, we've already dropped like $160, you know. So it's, but we would run around, and then we'd go to, you know, no phones. We'd go to the appointed meeting place.
Yep.
And we'd meet, and then we'd go home. So that works. But according to... a new poll finds that less than half of U.S. parents feel comfortable leaving their teenager alone in a hotel room while they grab breakfast. Now, that's a teenager, so at least 13.
Yeah, that's insane.
That, I think, is insane. Even fewer, this makes sense, fewer than a third would let their teen walk alone to a coffee shop, and only 1 in 5 would be okay with their teen wandering solo around an amusement park. Well, solo is a different matter. I would, if they're with their friends, it would seem to be there's a little strength in numbers there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd want to let him go solo. I know we were in New York, and my stepdaughters were maybe 14, 15, and they walked all the way from our place in New York to a Forever 21, and we got a call from them, and they got lost. And
yeah, that's a problem.
That wasn't exactly what we had in mind when they did. Although I'll tell you what, I haven't been to New York in a while. It's probably been 5-6 years, but I never feel unsafe. I never felt unsafe in New York.
Few people on the streets.
Yeah,
that's what I've been told.
And, you know, yeah. I mean, but again, you know, I mean, look at the CEO got shot right in time. But that was a one-off. You know, yeah. that wasn't some random act of violence. That was, he was being hunted, right? So that's a little different. I mean, it could have happened anywhere. Now, these results released June 16 are troubling, says Sarah Clark, a public health expert and co-director of the C.S. Mott's Children's Hospital National Poll on Children's Health, which conducted the survey. Teenagers, she says, need the freedom to develop the confidence that they can navigate the world on their own. So I'm a believer. I was a believer when I still had my son. My son's getting married this year. He's 33, going at 30. He'll be 34 in like a month. And he was a very responsible kid. You know, the only thing that he ever did once is they loved to play the gun soft. What's it? Soft shoot,
like airsoft guns.
Yes,
like,
and they were out
in a paintball, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's, but it was the soft. It wasn't the paint. It was the little sponges would come out of something.
Sure.
They were running around the neighborhood, and you know they had like on this tactical gear they got, I mean the cop was called. Somebody called the cop, and the cop got there, and he said, "Guys, can't do that." He goes, in the dark, I can't tell. It looks like you're real. It looks like you're really doing it.
Thank God the cop could figure that out.
Yeah. So, but he was a very independent kid. And I'm a believer in raising that son. And then I'm kind of like a father figure to Lisa's daughters, but they're all in their 30s. I liked to let my child choose what he wants to do. Do what he wants. You know, don't do something illegal. But if he, I remember we brought him, I said, do you want to try hockey? He said, yeah. And he's playing hockey, and he was like maybe 5. And half the kids out there were like outstanding skaters by the age of 5. My son could hardly skate. So he sat in the corner, and the coach just ignored him. And he says, I don't want to play anymore. And I said, I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to play either. So
yeah, no kidding. Especially if the coach isn't going to take the time to help you out.
Exactly.
Goodness.
So anyway, I thought that was interesting. And I mean, you know, you get the kids growing up. I think eight is. I would leave him in a hotel room.
Especially
now, leaving him home alone. That's a little different matter. I think you'd probably have to be like 13, 14 to be
how
home.
Long?
Like you go out for dinner. You go out for dinner at night. So you're going to be gone 3 hours.
I think 12 or 13 is good. If the oldest is, you know, I think 12 or 13 kind of responsible. Hey, a couple hours. Again, here's the contingencies. I'll ask you this. This is a little different situation, but my wife and oldest were out of town this last weekend. So it was just me and the five-year-old. You know how hot it was.
Yep.
I have a very old dog who needs to take some walks.
Yes.
Not going to happen during the middle of the day when the pavement's burning his paws and he can barely get down the driveway. So my solution was we just did one walk a day, 10 p.m. at night while the littlest was sleeping. I told her, hey, you're going to go to sleep. I'm going to take Dylan for a walk. While you're sleeping, I'm going to make sure you're asleep. Is that okay?
Well, I would say if you stay near the house.
Yeah, well, we went around the, it's like a half mile just kind of around our neighborhood.
Yeah, say near the house, door's locked, don't open it for anybody, make sure it's me before you get back. How was she, is she?
Yes.
The 5 year old? How did she feel about it? Was she afraid?
No, she was okay with it. And like I said, she, you know, it was 10 o'clock. I put her in bed at 8, 8:30. So she was, you know, I made sure she was asleep before I left so she didn't, you know, hear the door slamming and start freaking out. But yeah, it was kind of, I was a little worried about what was going to happen if she woke up. I was worried someone was going to break in, you know, in that 10, 15 minute stretch. You know, we're 99.99999% sure that nothing's going to happen. The doors are locked and everything. But if she woke up, that was the only thing I was going to worry about if she all of a sudden goes into panic mode because no one's around.
Well, I was going to ask you the question, what I would have maybe considered doing, but I think this would have been a bad idea, now is I would have said, go to bed, honey. See you in the morning. And she would never know that you were gone. But you told her.
I told her just because if she did wake up, right. I wanted her to maybe know.
So if she woke up, she would know that then.
Mm-hmm.
If you tried to trick them like I would, and they wake up, you might come home and they're in there screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at least you told her. So if she woke up, she was going to know what was going to happen. So a lot of news with the Timberwolves. The new ownership comes in and guess what? They want a new building. Didn't we hear a while ago that they thought they were going to pay for their own building? Well, we don't know. We're going to be joined by John Krasinski to talk about the new ownerships and maybe the new owners and what they want to do. He wrote a great article that not only ran in The Athletic, but ran in The New York Times, his article on Lori and A-Rod. When we come back after the break, and we might talk a little bit about the Wolves' 17th pick as well.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, we all know the news. The long saga of Lori and A-Rod taking over from Glenn Taylor of the Minnesota Timberwolves has been completed. The league approved them, as was expected, and the new ownership is in place. And Johnny, the first thing they do, not surprising, is ask for a new building. We're now joined by Johnny Krasinski, the great writer from The Athletic, who had a great piece on what Lori and A-Rod wanted that I think it ran both on The New York Times and The Athletic. Welcome, Johnny, and recap what they said.
Well, they said a lot of things, but if you want to start with the arena, yeah, yep. I thought, you know, the interesting thing to me was I kind of anticipated that they would actually be more aggressive right at the start with arena talk. But instead, they really said to me, and I think they've said it to others now too, is that this is going to be a years-long project. And so I think they have a lot of work to do in terms of identifying locations, in terms of, like, figuring out how to pay for it. All of those things are going to come into kind of shape as we go forward. But that's, it seems like they're pushing that down the road a little ways. I figured that they would be pretty aggressive right away and just saying, here's what we want to do. Here's where we think it needs to be. Here's how we're going to pay for it. And they basically said, no, we've still got a lot of work and research to do before anything like that, any of those specifics get addressed. But it is clear that they will be adding that to, that's going to be a project to kind of hone over the next 3, 4, 5 years.
Do you think, has there been any details on whether they expect the state to pay for it, the city to pay for it, mm-hmm. whether they're going to pay for it themselves or at least contribute some to it? Has there been any discussion about that?
I will say that Alex Rodriguez said publicly maybe 2 years ago that they planned to have privately financed arena. Now, what does exactly that mean? I don't know in terms of, is it going to be 100% paid for? Is it going to be, you know, do they want, you know, a little bit of tax subsidies? Do they want actual public taxpayer funding? That is all I think really remains to be seen. I do think, though, that the environment in the local, you know, both in Hennepin County, city of Minneapolis, state of Minnesota for, you know, for getting significant taxpayer dollars toward a stadium is going to be not very welcoming. So mm-hmm. how they go about it is it's going to be a challenge. They have a lot of well-heeled limited partners, Michael Bloomberg, Eric Schmidt, a bunch of guys there that want to invest and want to make it, you know, a kind of build real estate around the arena and make it a kind of a stadium village kind of thing. But they have not made any declarations on what they want in terms of public funding. But if they do want any, I would assume it's going to be minimal because I just don't think that's available.
Right. And they also said that they're going to allow – they're going to let Tim Connelly make the basketball decisions. And really, the most impactful thing that's probably happened to the Timberwolves in the last 5 years was A-Rod and Lori going out and getting Tim Connelly. And then Tim Connelly's made three epic trades that has resulted in the Timberwolves going to the Western Conference Final in the last 2 years. I mean, that really was on A-Rod and Lori, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they were the ones that recruited Tim Connelly. They were the ones who identified him as an attainable target, but certainly as one of the best executives in the NBA. And they not only went and got him, they got him from a division rival and, you know, one that was poised to win a championship. So that was a huge coup for A-Rod and Lori. Now, Glenn Taylor had to sign off on paying Tim Connelly the money. Mm-hmm. And so there's that a part of it. But Tim Connelly isn't here if Alex Rodriguez and Mark Laurie are not here. And so their ability to identify him, get him in the building, and then, you know, watch all of the moves that he has made to turn this team from one that was just praying to make the playoffs once every 10 years into one that is now expecting to go deep in the playoffs. I mean, he and Anthony Edwards are the two biggest reasons why the Wolves are where they are right now.
Do you think that if Glenn had won the arbitration where Tim Connelly had said, I'm going to wait, he had that option period. And as soon as Laurie and A-Rod won, he says, well, I'm not going anywhere. Is it possible? To me, if I'm just kind of reading between the lines, if Glenn had won, it's probably possible that Connelly might have opted out.
It's certainly possible, Scott. I don't know for sure
right. If
that's what would have happened. But what's one thing that Tim Connelly would have had with Glenn Taylor, and he does have still now with Mark Laurie and Alex Rodriguez, is he has incredible leverage. He is a free agent. They have not signed a contract yet. Everyone, including A-Rod and Laurie and Tim Connelly, have said that they're confident something that will get done here. And I would imagine that will be addressed very quickly now that that A-Rod and Laurie are officially the owners of the team. But Connelly has leverage. Like, if he were to leave, it would be a bad look for Glenn Taylor. It would be a bad look for Laurie and Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. So he can get that, he can extract a significant raise on his salary because of all that he's accomplished so far and because of the way that he's played this contract situation. So he's in an incredibly advantageous position. Had Glenn Taylor won, he would have had to pay a lot of money probably to keep Tim Connelly. And I think that's probably the same thing for A-Rod and Laurie, though there clearly is more of a familiarity and more of a trust, just given that they were the ones who brought him in and they were so aggressive in going and getting him.
Now, what do you think the percent chances are that the Wolves actually make the 17th pick tonight? I would say low, maybe not 5%, but my guess is that Conley's got something cooking, and that'll be a key component in getting another rotation player here. Do you have any inkling one way? I mean, do you have any, like, your ear to the ground that you've heard any sort of deals out there?
Yeah, I mean, just like having conversations even this morning, Scott, I know that there's certainly efforts being made to identify people to look at possible trades. As of like right this minute, I don't know that there's anything like right on the front burner. They were actively involved in Kevin Durant. That did not work out. My sense right now is that there isn't a magic bullet deal waiting out there for them. Now, things can materialize quickly, and so take that, all the caveats there that are involved. But I actually think it's a little higher that they do pick at 17 or at least, like, move around the board tonight rather than package that in something for a veteran. What the percentage is, I don't know, but I think it's higher than 5% because I don't know that there is another deal that is right now being chewed on that's like, we're going to get this thing done. And so I think that there is a real possibility that they are picking at 17 when they're on the clock tonight, and that they grab a guy that can be a rotation piece down the road and go forward from there.
Any chance, because to me the dream scenario would be that the Wolves could trade for De'Aaron Fox. I have been a De'Aaron Fox fan. It's a painful fan because he's really torched the Timberwolves a lot of times. But I just love the way I think he'd be perfect alongside Ant. And I was talking to Dave Harrigan just off the air, and I said, why would they give up De'Aaron Fox after they just signed him? And I thought, well, because they're gonna by all accounts draft Dylan Harper. And maybe they don't want to necessarily maybe they want to have another lottery pick next year so they could trade De'Aaron Fox, kind of have some growing pains with Dylan Harper, maybe get another high pick next year, and then they'd be off to the races. But there has been some discussion that he could be had. Now, he's going to be expensive from a trade standpoint, but I would love to see him with the Wolves.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great fit as well, Scott. I mean, above and beyond the basketball part of it, Fox and Edwards are friends, and Ant really likes and admires De'Aaron Fox just as a player. So there's that element that you add to it as well. Do I think it's likely? I don't. Mm-hmm. But it would make sense when you look at what the Spurs want to do over the next 4 or 5 years of the Wembanyama career. Like, yeah, when they traded for De'Aaron Fox in February, they did not expect to be picking second mm-hmm. in the draft. They just got incredibly lucky in the lottery. And so they didn't think they would have a chance at Dylan Harper. And so, if they bring Harper in, yeah, they're going to need to move somebody out, whether it's Fox or Castle, another player I really like. But the one complicating factor with De'Aaron Fox is that he is going to enter the last year of his deal, and he will need a gigantic mm-hmm. extension. So how does that fit in with Anthony Edwards, with Jaden McDaniels, with other pieces? We would have to see on that, but it's certainly something that I think the Wolves should explore and that I would explore as well, though I just don't anticipate something happening immediately on that front, but I'm not ruling it out entirely for sure.
And there seems to be some steam on the Naz Reid either opting in and keeping mm-hmm. the $15 million and going and then gets like a $94 million contract, or that they sign him long term, that because there's so little. I mean, this second apron has been, it's either the greatest thing in the league or the worst, okay? Because it's really spreading the players around. I mean, it's really I can't believe the players let this thing happen like that. But it's really a problem for a lot of teams. We see Boston basically, disassembling their team now because they can't be on the second apron anymore, especially with Tatum being hurt. But you really look at this thing with Naz Reid. I mean, I'm really hopeful they keep Naz Reid. I mean, and it looks like they might be able to.
Yeah, they have been confident, Scott, for months that they were going to find a way to keep Naz Reid. I know that part of that is their desire, just understanding how important he is to the team and to this community and how popular he is, and that factors into it. But part of their calculus in thinking that they were going to be able to keep him is the landscape of the league economically right mm-hmm. now. There just are not a lot of teams that can offer huge contracts to players like Naz, who are not, who are not all-stars, but mm-hmm. but still really good players and really helpful. But a lot of the middle class right now, Scott, in the NBA is getting squeezed, and those salaries are coming down. And then you're looking at teams that have available cap space to spend. There's just not much of it right now. And so I do think that there is a real scenario. And I'm willing to say right now, Scott, I think it's more likely than not mm-hmm. that Naz Reid is here, and that whether it is on opting in and extending, whether it is on some other kind of contract where he opts out and gets a new deal, I think he's going to be a Timberwolf when the dust settles, after all of free agency and all of that.
Well, great work, Johnny. Enjoy the draft tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot, Scott. Appreciate it.
Johnny Krasinski of The Athletic and New York Times. Yeah, that is interesting because, I really would like to see them keep Naz Reid. I mean, he just seems like he should be a Timberwolf, so we'll see what we do. When we come back, we're going to talk about, we all have heard of the drunk guy who says, why aren't you drinking? Now the sober people are telling the drunk people, why aren't you sober? When we come back. It's time for the Lindus Time Check. Time to get 50% off installation labor on LeafGuard brand gutters before the heavy rains hit. Offer expires on June 30th. Your time is 12:54 here on WCCO 830. As I said before the break, we've all seen people. I've never been one of them. I mean, that they when they see somebody not drinking at a party, they try to get them to drink.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you drinking?
I mean, I don't think we see that too much, now at my age when you're an adult. But in college, you see it all the time.
Oh, gosh.
In fact, I was in a fraternity, and the amount of drinking that we forced people to do as part of, what you did. I mean, we ended up having a guy go to a hospital, and if you see some of the things in fraternities, there's been people dying from doing this. It's tragic. We're in college where people force you to drink, and I think we're getting away from it. So compared to that, this new thing, according to an article in today's Wall Street Journal, today's sobriety is in your face and everywhere. More than ever, people are seeking alternatives to alcohol, from $15 mocktails and sober dating to waking up early for sober raves and wearing T-shirts branding their sobriety. But some people think it is a buzzkill. Doreen St. Felix, a staff writer at The New Yorker, quipped that we have entered the age of sober fascism, or the idea that people talk about sobriety, that people talk about their sobriety so much they make it their personality. And this is the great line. People seem addicted to sobriety. Well, I'll say this. If you're going to be addicted to something, that's probably not a bad thing to be addicted to.
No, that's okay.
You know,
sounds like they're like CrossFitters, man. Once you get into it, you got to talk about it. Why aren't you into it?
You do.
Why aren't you doing it?
You do. It's like, well, we're going to talk about something later in the show about Lake Minnetonka, because I get grief from people. They say, oh, you're really from Lake Minnetonka? Is that right? I apparently bring that up quite often. But Americans increasingly think that alcohol consumption is bad for their health. Well, I think we know it's bad for your health, okay? According to the Gallup poll, in 2024, 45% of Americans said drinking one or two alcoholic beverages a day is bad for one's health, a new high. I can tell you, if people my generation, you know, I'm 65, and now all our kids are gone, the only ones of us that I know that are sober are the ones that went through treatment because they had a problem. And it was a lot of my friends have done that. I don't know a lot of people my age that do not tip it. I mean, you know, just doesn't matter because they don't want to do it anymore. It's it's either they had a problem and they aren't doing it anymore, or we're having a good time, having a few cocktails.
Health reasons aren't exactly at the top of the list.
No, although I will say, whenever I go get my blood check done, I always call the doctor because I don't understand them. You know, the LDL and LDC.
No,
I'm just looking at it and I say, Doc, how's the liver? And if he goes good, I don't think about it. So I get it checked about every 6 months. And that way you can get there. When we come back next hour, I don't pretend to understand the Israeli-Iran-U.S. war, but we're going to kind of go through a little timeline on it and see if we can get it to make any sense here on 830 WCCO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.